Welcome to Because I Want to Know, the podcast where I interview guests about their crazy unique occupations or life experiences. I'm your host, Leslie Fear. So let's get into it, shall we? Hey everyone, today I'm joined with Karen Rontowski. She's my friend. And guys, I just re-aired an episode with her because I was moving and everybody loves you, Karen, and they wanted you back. So here you are. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back again. And yours is going to come out first. And my interview with you is probably going to come out in July, but it'll be an extension.
Hey, you know what? I will take what I can get. I don't care. It's fine. So I had so many things to ask you. First of all, Karen Rontowski is a comedian and she's been on David Letterman. Guys, she's amazing. So just know that she's going to be funny. Also, she's a tarot reader. She's a paranormal investigator. She does so many cool things. And the last time we talked about all things paranormal, but you know what? I'm okay with that subject again. What do you think?
Oh, well, you know, I kind of live that subject. And I think there's such huge energy changes. In fact, so everybody that knows, I just got my mom into memory care, yes. which means my life is mine again. So I'm not leaving her there and taking off. I'm going to see her all the time, but the constant 24-hour care is done and I am in the weirdest place. So it's weird Karen today.
It's weird, Karen. Well, I just found out that today is a portal. April 4th is some kind of portal, a grounding portal. And I'm like, what?
Oh, that makes sense. You know, I never oversleep and I had to stay in bed till 10 today. And I think it was a week ago we got my mom and she's so happy. And oh, I feel like all the last 2 years, the decompression had to happen this morning. So it makes sense.
Well, listen, you know, you put yourself through a lot of stuff, you know, moving all the way across country. Guys, she moved from LA to New York. And I tell you what, that takes a lot. I just moved to our country house and I thought that was a big deal, you know?
Well, I didn't even move to good New York. I moved to upstate New York. So that was more of the problem. But I have, like, it's like a new life right now. So energy is so much different.
You know, we've had this property since 2006 and there's 35 acres and there's a pond and there's lots of trees and it's very hilly and it's just so tranquil. And it's weird because we could have just kept our house in the city, but I was like, we're not even using most of this house. We're not, you know, a lot of it's just sitting there and I'm going up cleaning toilets that are just getting rings from hard water stains. It's like, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
And then my kids said, hey, we would love to build a house out there. And we're like, we would love for you to build a house out here. So they're building a house out here.
See, there's this weird moving around of people right now. And most moves are kind of like mine. Like, I know so many people that had to move home for parents or something wasn't, they're not where they want to be or where they're settled. But I know it's all by design. I haven't figured out my design yet, but something's going on.
You know, it's so true because, and even Ryan, he's moving. He goes, I need to tell Karen, he's moving to, I believe he said Illinois, because his grandmother has early stages of Alzheimer's. It's one of those things where it will kind of affect her quickly. So he's like, I was going to move to North Carolina where my co-host was, and now I'm just going there and we'll see where it takes me. And I'm like, you and Karen are both just packing up from LA. Maybe there's something going on in LA. I don't know.
You know what? I don't know either. I know that I dream of going back and I can't wait to go back. But two things. One is I'm not going to just leave my mom. You know what I mean? I'm going to be driving around. I have a place to stay in Pennsylvania. I have a place to stay in North Carolina. I'm going to be in Tennessee, but I'll be back probably every 2 weeks or so. And it was funny because I'm looking at new cars and I was looking at that Kia Soul, which I'm not going to get, but somebody around here was like, I had that car for 10 years and I loved it. And I was like, how many miles did you put on it? And he was like, 89,000. And I was like, oh no, not, you know, that's not how I drive.
No.
I put mileage on cars. That's not what's happening. You know, so because everybody here goes 2 miles to work and 2 miles home. I was like, oh. But people are just being shifted around.
Yeah.
And also, I was listening to something where, you know, somebody was saying Alzheimer's wasn't a disease until 1979.
You know, I've heard that too. And it's so crazy because, and then I heard someone say that your brain is made mostly up of cholesterol. Did you know that?
Yes. And they stopped. And another thing is plastic.
Oh.
You know, like I've kind of always had, well, my family's always had low cholesterol, but I never worry about anything. I don't go to the doctor anymore. Right? I just am like, does anyone know what they're doing? And you can't get an appointment anyways, so why go? And our healthcare system is so broken. But yes, I think it is that's when everybody got worried about cholesterol.
Right. You know, hey, listen, I go to the doctor for my thyroid. That's about all I do. Well, I do dentist and stuff like that. But, you know, I go to the Healing Temple all the time. I tell my mom, take me to the Healing Temple. It's available for everybody. And I tell her to take me there. And I feel great afterwards.
I'm super mm-hmm. Well, you know what else I heard? And this is where it all goes. And I do believe we'll get more conspiracy than paranormal. But I do believe there's a concerted effort to try and ruin us somehow. And I don't know what it is. It's weird because if the conspiracy is that they're trying to make all human beings slaves, they're breaking us down so we're not good ones. But I also heard that through the meridians of the body, each tooth is connected to a meridian. Mm. And guess which teeth are connected to our third eye or our pineal gland?
What's that?
It's the wisdom teeth.
Oh, well, you know, I have all four of mine, by the way.
Good for you. I don't know what mine got pulled out and I didn't know. Why do we pull them out?
Well, a lot of times the impaction of teeth, they grow in the wrong way. They make your teeth crooked. They become infected. And it's funny. The last time I went to the dentist, they were like, you need all of yours taken out. And I'm like, I'm in my 50s. I'm not getting my wisdom teeth taken out. It's not impacting me. They go, well, one of them has a cavity. And I don't hardly get cavities, but one of them had a cavity. I'm like, well, just fill it. And like, well, we don't fill those. You need. And they were pushing me off to an orthodontist to get them out. And I asked my friend, who's a dental hygienist, she goes, oh, no, we fill wisdom teeth all the time. I don't know why they said that to you. And I'm like, what is going on?
Yes. And I feel like not only that, you know, one piece of information gets spread and then everyone lives by it. And you can regrow your teeth. I know that sounds crazy, but you want to go to, there's a vitamin company called Standard Process that makes something called Biodent. Wow. And your teeth are a living thing. They're not dead. And I'm just recently seeing this, that you can sort of refix your teeth. But also, what is with this country and straight teeth? I love crooked teeth.
Well, you know, I think the more straight they are, the more fake they look. So, and you know, I do think you can heal your teeth. I do think that, you know, all of a sudden I've been really careful about that particular wisdom tooth, and it would ache a little bit here and there. Girl, I haven't had any problems with it since then. So guys, this is not paranormal at all, is it?
This well, it kind of is. It's about the destruction, what they're trying to do to us. Right. But, you know, also, like, your teeth shift around anyways. My teeth are, I had braces and they're not straight. And I love that.
Yeah.
But I have to laugh because I really think, like I said, it's paranormal-ish, it's conspiracy-ish. But my dentist gets mad because I won't get the x-rays. And she said, oh, it's just like eating a banana. A banana has as much radiation. And I was like, really? Do you wear this apron when you eat a banana?
Right.
I don't know. I think we may have gotten too advanced and we need to back off a little bit.
Right. But one thing I did want to talk to you about, I love that you, now, have you done any paranormal investigating lately? I know you've done it in the past. Have you had a chance to do any of that at all lately?
No, I go to a lot of places and make funny videos, but I haven't really been out on an official investigation in a very long time.
Okay, because I, you know, the videos, guys, oh my God, they're so funny. And I usually try to quote her on them because she just random thoughts with Karen Rontowski. They're just so funny. And so that's what made me think of it. I was like, you know, all these places, that's one cool thing about you moving to Utica. It's got such rich history and not all of it's really that good. It's not good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's really what I like to do. That's what I'm going to be doing all summer, is going around making like comedy videos about haunted places. Some of them I probably will. Like, I have a couple of friends and we're trying to line up if we could spend the night at Lizzie Borden's house.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yes. But I feel like there's another thing too, which is I have some friends that tell me about stuff that is in their house here in Utica. Ooh. And they're kind of like, do you want to come over? And I'm like, no. Whatever horrible thing you just told me about, you seem to have some agreement with. I don't know why they still live there, because literally what's in their house is not like, oh, look, it's Aunt Jenny and she's closing the door. It's like, right, they have stuff and they learn to live with it. And I'm kind of like, I wouldn't stir anything up. I would leave that where it is, which is,
wow,
sometimes the answer.
Well, it's cool that you can feel it, though. Do you have that sensory kind of feel that something's there, or you just hear a story and you're like, I'm not going?
No, well, two things. That was a little bit of both. But usually when someone starts talking about something, or when I start talking about something, I can feel there's two ways that it goes, mm-hmm. which is if it's really dark, your stomach will feel funky. And also from the knees down, I will get very cold. Like there's almost like a cold energy on the bottom half of the legs. And I'm not really sure what that's about, except I know they say that your calves are like your second heart, like they're pumping blood like your heart does.
Oh, wow.
But, and if it's really bad, it goes over the whole body. Now, when I sit and meditate, because I can feel spirit a little bit, but I'm sort of blocked off in my own world. So I'm not like somebody that's really open, kind of that empathy, you want to close that down. But some people know all the time. But like, usually if I sit and I meditate in the apartment I'm in, which this whole area is ridiculously haunted, I'll feel the cold. Something is going through, I'll feel the cold on that, or I'll feel the cold and then something will move in here, or something will fall over. So I can feel it. It's just not, some people can't go into places and stuff like that. That's not me.
Yeah. Oh, good. Because, you know, you do the paranormal investigating. So I was like, how's that going to work for you? Right.
Well, you know, some people email me, they're like, I'm going to this place. And there's a couple of places I will not go.
Really?
I know not to go. And they say, oh, we just put up a prayer. And I'm like, you know what? My friend Tommy, who's my demonologist, he can't go certain places because he is a threat to that thing. Somebody just walking through might have a bad experience or something. He becomes a threat. And when you walk in as a threat, there's a problem. Now something is angry.
Yes.
So, and I think when you know, like, I'm not just talking, like, there's a couple of places I know there's real demonic stuff. And I'm like, I know that. That's a flag walking in. Somebody, hey, she's here looking for trouble. Let's give her some trouble.
Yeah, well, exactly, when you're looking for it. But I do think there's a big distinction between ghosts and like evil entities or demons or whatever, because I do think ghosts, I think we're all on just different frequencies. We're all on different dimensions. Like, we're their ghost and they're our ghost, because they're just living their lives and shutting their doors and we're opening them and they're like, what's going on? And it's, we're doing it for each other. It's like the movie The Others. I reference that movie all the time. But then when you have your friend Tommy go into a place and he's like, okay, I feel this. This is bad. And whether that's something that is a tulpa from something, or poltergeist, whatever it is, or something even more sinister, because I'm in the thought of, I don't believe they're like demons. They're going to, you know, take your soul to hell. I don't think it's that kind of demon. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I don't think there's a hell. So I think it's more just energy from just really bad people that maybe don't want to go to the other side. I don't even know. What do you think about that?
I do agree to disagree with you on that. I believe there are big, dark, awful, ancient beings.
Okay.
So I feel like if you believe in angels, there's the other side. And I have had an interaction with one. So,
oh, well, tell me about that. I want to hear.
Yes. And I will tell you, but I'll, like 99% of everything you said before, I totally agree with.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which
yeah.
is, you know, it's really just a human spirit. But when we go into an investigation, we have somebody fill out a form so that we can see, are we dealing with a human spirit or are we dealing with something else?
Yeah.
And you can have like a lot of times, you know, when people talk about celebrity hauntings, those can be true because celebrity, I have a big personality. I'm a comedian.
Right.
I will probably, if I'm still a ghost, I probably will be come across more powerful than a wallflower.
Right.
So if you have somebody that like really hated and was angry, they can really cause a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
But when you get into that other category, that's when it gets very, very tricky.
Okay.
And for example, everybody talks about Bobby Mackey's, and there's something there, you know. And like I say, the history of demons, they were once thought of as teachers. If you had a demon around you knew you were on the wrong track. And jinn, the same thing, but they somehow, this is a long way around this, but somehow humanity is supposed to be evolving and getting better. And these, I believe these big ancient beings, they're strapped here with us until we get ourselves together.
Yeah.
And they're not happy. because we're not doing it.
Right. Well, no. And you know what? I love your opinion. I love that you disagree sometimes, because if we all felt the same, we'd all be talking about the same thing and no one would learn anything. Right. So, and that's the thing, you know, whether I want to believe that there's demons that are going to threaten to take me to hell, I don't believe that, but I don't believe that I know it all either, because I don't know it all. And what is true for, you know.
Yeah, I have a hard time with the concept of hell, that maybe that's where they live, but that's not, I don't think that's where we go. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, let's hope not anyway. But
yeah, that was kind of, I think hell was a construct
to control people, the masses.
Yes.
Yeah. I have to agree with you there for sure. But so what do you think about this whole eclipse thing? Are you getting good vibes from it? I think it's fine. I don't think there's a problem. But then people are talking about CERN, and then they're also shooting rockets into the moon's shadow or something. I don't even know what's going on. There's a lot of things going on at the same time. So have you heard about any of that? And what do you think?
You know what? I'm with you. I don't feel like, I was just listening to a different podcast where they were like, it's going to be like a city of people on mushrooms. Everyone's going to wake up. And I was like,
God.
I don't think so. I also think sometimes, like, you can tell how conspiracy I'm getting. I think sometimes the government wants to make something look like a big deal to make the people that do know what's going on look stupid. I mean, they are deploying the military and stuff, but I think that's because mass numbers of people. It's not necessarily because the sky is falling.
Yeah, mass numbers of people in small, tiny little towns that are not used to mass numbers of people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm in Utica. It's going right over Utica. I'm going 20 minutes east, I think, to a friend's house I think the eclipse there will be like a minute and a half. Okay. But I kind of find it interesting, because are you getting it too? It's going right through Texas, isn't it?
Yes, it's actually going, totality will be in Ennis, Texas, which is about 2 hours southeast of me. And it'll be 97.7 totality for me here in the country where we live now. Had it been in city, I probably would have been more like 98, still not completely yet. So it'll be very, very close for me here. It's like a 70 mile wide totality area as far as the width of it, but the length goes all the way up to Maine. It's crazy. And it's going to be like around like 3.5 minutes for me, almost 4 minutes. And Ennis, I think it's like 4 minutes and 23 or 28 seconds. It's something like that.
Yeah. So I think actually the impact of this, for example, for me, what it's kind of supposed to be, I think it's already been happening, which is I feel like the last like month to 2 months has been awakenings. Oh yeah, that's my problem. Oh yeah, I do that. I gotta fix that. And it's been like the dreams and the everything. So this sort of waking up or figuring out who you are, I don't know why. Maybe it is supposed to happen because I'm supposed to be there by the time the eclipse, whatever it's going to do, ruins us all or helps us all or whatever.
Right.
But I feel like it's a little like Y2K, like there's a lot of buzz.
You know, that's a good point. Yes.
Yeah, I do think it starts this initiation. It's the benchmark that starts an initiation. It's not an event, but I really think this year, get ready, folks, because it's all coming out and we all have to feel in our gut, is this misinformation or is this correct information? Because I just think the... Maybe it's funny that we were talking about releasing demons, but I think this is it for the United States. It's between now and 2027. Are you fixing it or not?
Oh, yeah, exactly. And when this comes out, guys, the eclipse will have already happened. So none of this might even ring true at all. We might just be talking. We might not even be here. The world may have exploded. We don't even know.
Right. But it kind of would surprise me. I hate to say this, but I'd be glad to be wrong. Like, I'm excited for something to happen. But, you know, I really do. I hate to say this way, but I think the government is going to let a really big event or a terrorist attack happen. I think that everything is pretty much maneuvered and there's very few surprises. So it wouldn't surprise me if they also let something happen on that day.
Right. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I do think that governments pay other governments to keep their mouths shut. I do think that other governments pay other governments for their military things. Oops, we didn't mean to bomb this place, but can we go ahead and buy some more from you? Because now we've used them all. It's just, you know, it's everything's so corrupt. I mean, I don't care what party it is. Everything's so corrupt. And one may not be as corrupt, I hope. But, you know, it's still just it's a mess out there. But, you know, money and power are so habitual with people, and they can't get enough of it, and it's a habit, and it begets more, and then some of the nicest people you know, they become just like those other. It's just horrible, and I don't know how you can fix that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the, you know, I hate to say it this way, but ask someone who has stage 4 cancer how health is more important than money. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Maybe that's how some people find out. But yeah, I also feel like I'm going to just call them the ickies. And I'm not even talking about demons. I'm just calling about the negative energies out there.
Yeah.
They have so much to feed off of when everyone's afraid.
Yes. And you know, it also, it's funny that you're talking about this because when we lived in the city, we loved that house. We were there for 21 years. My kids grew up there, Karen. I mean, I didn't want to leave that house, but it's weird because all of a sudden I'm like, this isn't my house anymore. I don't feel like I did before. And it's not the ickies. It's just, I knew I needed to get out of there. And when I came here, I was like, oh, I can breathe again. Oh, okay. This is what I needed to do. So it's one of those things where, guys, you got to get out of that box of doing the same things over and over and expecting different results, because yeah, you'll never, ever evolve. And I'm all about evolving. I've always got a podcast in my ears when I'm doing stuff or walking or cooking or whatever. And I think you're just exactly like me. I think you're always trying to learn too, aren't you?
Yeah, I can't. Stagnation in any way doesn't work for me. The wheels have to be spinning.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's interesting too. It's almost like people really are having a hard time moving on. They really are. And yeah, I feel like they're seeing signals left and right. And I heard this thing on TikTok. I thought it was really brilliant. Was sometimes you're most in alignment with the universe when you don't know where you're going.
Yes.
Because then there isn't a plan. And that's kind of what I feel like. But this fear of letting go, or I'm not going to have enough money, or how am I going to land? That is what they want. You know, how many years now have they been telling us the economy is going to crash? And it eventually will, but yeah, they were trying to scare everybody for years.
Well, and it's one of those things, the universe is going to give you what you put out. So if you're vacuuming and the cord gets caught and you're just like, dang it, you know, well, it's going to give you more chaos because that's what you're feeding into it. If you look at it differently and go, you know, I don't have this chaos. It's okay. Let it go. Don't worry about it. It's a way in the way you think too, because if you don't have those strong positive feelings and you think all about negativity, and I talk a lot about this on my podcast, you're probably going to have a bad experience. And that's just what's going to happen.
And you know what else? This is a really interesting phenomenon that I do believe is going on. And it's one of these things where I think a lot of your listeners will roll their eyes. And then in a year or two, they'll be like, oh, yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah.
I think AI has tapped into our thoughts, because it's not even, I mentioned I wanted to go to an Akio class and it comes up on the computer. I'm thinking about it and it pops up.
It's funny you say that, because that happened to me the other day. And I was like, how the hell did my phone pull up this whatever I was right thinking, and all of a sudden I'm seeing this on my phone? And listen, I know this is very conspiratorial, guys, but what the heck is going on? I mean, what?
Right. And I'll take this. And you know, I interviewed a woman from MK Ultra, and the conversation I had with her after was mind blowing and true. And MK Ultra is running algorithms on our thoughts. So if you're having a negative thought and you can't shake it, there's a lot of help with that. AI is running. You have to kind of say, wait a minute, what are my thoughts? And I really think you're going to see more people acting really crazy who might be half programmed, or, you know, there's no reason for the United States to have so many more school shootings than other countries that have guns. Right. I really think those are MK Ultra programs or something that is, I don't think these are just terrible people that went off the edge sometimes, but I think something starts there, or something gets a hold of their thoughts.
Listen, I tell you, it could be alien abductions. It could be any of the above, right? It's just, and guys, I know this is woo-woo. You know I go woo-woo on my podcast, so that's what we do, okay? We're going there.
If it's me, we're going further.
Right?
We're going woo, woo, woo.
With a capital W. Yeah, but no.
That's probably why your people listen. They don't want to stay in the same box as everybody else.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's the thing. I don't want the same old stuff over and over and over and over again. That's why when I do have Karen or my friend Christina Curran or my friend Crystal on, you know, they're all psychic mediums and Karen can do tarot and all that. You know, these people, whatever gifts they do have and we talk about, we go there. Now, do we know the answers? No, we don't. Are you going to agree with all we say? No, it may not resonate with you at all. A lot of the stuff that people tell me don't resonate with me fully, but a lot of it does.
And you know what else? I don't know that we're all living on the same timeline. Exactly. I think that's something. Something is screwy where you're talking to someone and both conversations are right and neither, I can't explain it, but I really think that's something else that's going on. And I do think, you know, all this stuff we talk about, if you go back 4 years, you know, I remember this comedian that was saying, oh, astrologers never saw COVID coming. And I wanted to go, who did you talk to? Who did you? Right. Because everyone got it. So yes. People are just going to say, how come the psychics didn't get it? And it's like, no, maybe we did. Maybe somebody did say AI is running in your head. They did, you know?
Just like when you said about demons, you know, you and I have a little bit different take on it, but that doesn't mean, you know, you're wrong or I'm right or whatever. But also, you know, you attract more of the dark side. You said that when you do investigate, and I don't have that reaction. I don't have that timeline in my reality. So that makes sense when you said timelines. Or whatever it is, you would attract it more just because you're curious about it and you want to learn. I, however, do not want to learn about demons because they would probably freak me out. So I just stay away from that.
Yes, I call it, we straddle the light and the dark. Yeah. And I don't mean to sound like all high and mighty, but somebody's got to do it. Like it's, if we were all just sunshine, what a boring world.
Right. Yeah. If we were all rainbows and butterflies, no, guys, that's not fun for us. We got to get outside the box again. So, but no, but also, you know, with this whole AI thing, they were talking about Kate Middleton and it wasn't her, it was her. I'm landing in the middle there. I'm not so sure what's going on with that situation. So everything is manipulated, I think.
Yeah. I no longer trust what I see on video at all. And, you know, I have a predictions podcast and I really like the people that go out on a limb and I try to go out on a limb and get weird things that, you know, I'm listening to a lot that are so general. No, take a chance. Maybe you'll be wrong. Maybe you won't. There's this thing that psychics have to be perfect or everybody's going to yell at them. No, take a chance. Right. What you really think. And I feel like the celebrity stuff, you know what? I don't know at all. And I lived in Hollywood and I know people, but some of this stuff about rituals and some of it's way too coincidental, but it's not really something I'm putting my energy into. You know, all you have to look at is Harvey Weinstein and know that evil is there. It doesn't have to look like a ritual at a concert. That's evil. And the evil is all the people that agreed to it.
No, I completely agree with you. And, you know, don't even get me started on Bohemian Grove. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
But now, Karen, I know you can't stay long. You've got something going on. So I want you to tell everybody where they can find you and all the good things, because you're always so wonderful. And I'll have you back on. You know, I will.
Oh, thank you. And we'll be talking to you in a couple of days and you'll be on in June. Yeah. You can all find me at psychicstandup.com or KarenRontowski.com, or just follow my Instagram at Rontowski. And that's where you can really find all my dates, comedy dates, not demonic dates. And I put up a lot of funny haunted. I go to haunted places and make funny videos. So I'm much lighter than I seem, but but it was a good day for that topic, right?
Hey, listen, you just crack me up. And we went just full throttle on this one, but I love it because, you know, I haven't talked about any of this stuff at all. So it's never bad to talk about this stuff.
Awesome.
So, but no, thanks for being on my show and I'll put everything on the show notes. And Karen, again, you're amazing.
You too. Always a pleasure.
Well, I love providing because I want to know at no cost. So if you like what you heard, please leave me a 5-star review, or you can just buy me a cup of coffee. It's kind of like a Patreon, but you don't have a monthly subscription and you can give whatever you feel led to give. I am a one-woman show and I do all of my scheduling and my interviewing and my editing. So just know your support is so greatly appreciated. And one more thing, I am a paranormal romance novelist and you can find all of my books on Amazon. Just look up my name. I'm very easy to find. Thank you guys again, and I will see you next week.